Welcome. You have accessed the NICU Parent Support audio and podcast channel. This is a series of audio messages of encouragement and support for parents and families who have babies in the neonatal intensive care unit or the intensive care nursery. I am your host for this series of audio messages. My name is Dr. Kirsty Dyer. I am a physician, professional health educator, professor, teacher, grief, loss, and bereavement expert, and author. I also happen to be a former NICU parent. Today's episode considers searching for answers to some of the difficult questions facing NICU parents, the why me's, the what ifs, and the if onlys. We will also look at the unanswerable whys and a bit more at the what ifs. This episode concludes considering one of the most difficult questions that you may be thinking: how do we go on living after a NICU experience? So let's get started. For parents, having their newborn admitted to the neonatal intensive care can leave them struggling to make sense of it all and asking all kinds of questions. Parents wonder, why me? What if I hadn't? And if only we had? The list of questions goes on and on as NICU parents search for meaning in the experience and try to find some sense of hope in what may appear to be a hopeless situation. In my profession, medicine, we are faced with so many unanswerable whys. I have had to accept with many patients that there are times we cannot find an answer to this question. When faced with the unanswerable why in the past, I have found the thoughts of Rabbi Earl Grolman on this topic to be very helpful in coping with this most difficult question. Rabbi Grolman's thoughts have been slightly modified to reflect the NICU situation. He says, "Why must life be one of sorrow? Why? There are no pat answers. No one completely understands the mysteries of life. Even if the question were answered, would your pain be erased? There is no satisfactory response for an unresolvable dilemma. Not all questions have complete answers. Unanswered whys are a part of life. The search may continue, but the real question might be, how do I pick up the pieces and go on living as meaningful as possible?" Deborah Davis and Mara Stein, authors of Parenting Your Premature Baby and Child, write more about the what-ifs. They take a look at the many questions parents have while trying to make difficult decisions about their newborn. They write, "Imagining the what-ifs is a normal part of coming to terms with your decision. Having doubts is a natural reaction to making such difficult, painful decisions. As you deal with your feelings, particularly your anger and guilt, and as you come to terms with your baby's difficult life and/or death, you will eventually notice a subtle shift in your attitude towards your decisions. You will come to accept reality. It happened. You made a decision. You can live with it instead of fighting it." Lingering what-ifs become reflective daydreams rather than attempts to change reality. The what-ifs may become gentler and broader. If only he hadn't been born so prematurely. Rather than, if only I had made different choices. In time, you will be able to let go of what might have been and accept what is. Instead of trying to second guess, what if I'd made a different decision, most parents in time learn to accept that they made the best decision under very difficult circumstances. They do not spend a lifetime worrying about what might have happened if they had made a different choice. Perhaps the most difficult part of our NICU experience was never finding a medical answer to the question why our daughter was admitted. It didn't take too long before we realized that to keep asking why would only be unsettling, disruptive, upsetting, and even counterproductive. A quote from an unknown author reminds us that in difficult situations, we have no right to ask where sorrow comes. Why did this happen to me? Unless we ask the same question for every moment of happiness that comes our way. Letting go of the whys can be extremely beneficial to incorporating the challenge into our lives and restoring peace after facing a life crisis. My husband and I purposefully did not spend much time dwelling on the whys of my daughter's NICU diagnosis, especially when it became apparent there would be no clear answer for her condition. Instead, we chose to focus on the more answerable question, how do we go on living as meaningful a life as possible now that our lives have been forever changed by this experience? It is human nature to want an answer to the question why. Yet, when it may be difficult, if not impossible, to find that answer, sometimes it may be better to shift focus and let it go, or at least let it be. Letting go of the why me's, the what ifs, and the if onlys, or just letting go of all of those questions can be extremely beneficial in helping parents cope during and after a NICU experience. Letting these difficult questions be helps you to more readily incorporate the changes into your life, restore peace, and let you focus your energies on what is most important, helping your baby to heal. One of my favorite quotes comes from another unknown author who reminds us that there are three phrases that I should let go from my mind if I want to be serene. These are, what if only, and why me? This quote bears repeating, so hopefully you can remember the three phrases that you should let go from your mind if you want to be serene. What if only, and why me? Thank you for listening to the information in this episode from the NICU Parent Support audio and podcast channel, our series of audio messages of encouragement and support for NICU parents. Please visit the NICU Parent Support site and blog. The NICU Parent Support site is at nicuparentsupport.org, and the NICU Parent Support blog is at nicuparentsupport.blogspot.com. Some of the information for these audio episodes has been taken from articles and blog entries on these sites. I hope that you will find these series of audio messages to be informative, encouraging, comforting, and supportive to you during your time in the NICU. Until the next time, I wish you strength for getting through your NICU experience. Resources used for this podcast: an article that I wrote on Observing Mother's Day with Renewed Appreciation in 2002, an article by Rabbi Earl Grolman called Why, from a 2001 Journeys newsletter, excerpts from Parenting Your Premature Baby and Child, The Emotional Journey by Davis and Stein, published in 2004. You can see the complete citations for these resources on the PDF file transcript for this episode. The NICU Parent Support audio and podcast episodes are copyrighted 2007 by Kirsty A. Dyer, MD, MS, some rights reserved. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Work 3.0 license. Please visit their website at creativecommons.org for more information. Music source: Good Night My Angel by Billy Joel, 1993 River of Dreams, hummed by Dr. Dyer.